Well, welcome to the lame duck session, everybody, and good morning. I hope you don't mind the gist said in the title of this video. I am intending to be more serious about YouTube going forward as I'm hitting a slow season in my CPA work. And let's face it, when you capitalize a word like gist in the title, that gets you more clicks. I don't think it's clickbait because Nancy Pelosi did just say what I'm going to share in this video, but let me know your thoughts on that little video title strategy there. Is it too much? Or is it okay? Is it acceptable to you? By the way, thank you to those of you who tuned into the live stream. If you missed it, I did a live stream this morning after the news broke that Biden took the lead in Pennsylvania. The recording is on the channel. Obviously, if Biden wins Pennsylvania, it's over. Biden also took the lead in Georgia overnight. But now, let's talk stimulus. Let's start with what Nancy Pelosi just said at her weekly press conference with reporters. In Pelosi's press conference this morning, she referred to Joe Biden as President-elect Biden, even though the race has not yet been officially called. That is how she referred to Joe Biden. She highlighted Biden's bipartisan-ish statement that he made this week that he ran as a Democrat, but that he'll govern as a president. Pelosi is also maintaining her position here of waiting for the Republicans to come back to the table on stimulus. Even with the election settled in her mind, she is essentially saying the same thing that she was saying before the election. She said, "We want the Republicans to come back to the table." This is problematic. Why? Because anonymous reports floating around in D.C. right now is that the White House will not cough up a new stimulus proposal. That is, they will not come back to the table with Pelosi in the way Pelosi wants. This is not confirmed, but this is what reporters are saying they've heard. That hurts the chances of lame duck stimulus significantly if Pelosi expects the Republicans to come back to the table with something, let's face it, bigger than what they proposed before, but the White House is not willing to come back to the table in that manner. Think of it. Trump will be gone in 75 days. Steve Mnuchin and Mark Meadows with him. Who will remain? Mitch McConnell. In 75 days, Mitch McConnell will become the most powerful Republican in Washington if Republicans retain the Senate. And what is Mitch McConnell's stimulus strategy? It can be summed up in one word we've used many times before: skinny. Washington Post reporter Jeff Stein, who follows this stimulus stuff closely, claimed as much this morning. Per an anonymous source, here's what this Washington Post reporter claimed. He said the White House will not advance a new stimulus proposal, and McConnell is expected to advance a skinny bill with the administration's blessing. What this is saying is that, if this is true, the White House is done putting out more proposals to Pelosi and will just go along with whatever Mitch wants. If this is true, this is bad news for lame duck stimulus, because right now, look, what did McConnell say 2 days ago about stimulus at his press conference, the one where his wife was by his side? McConnell said, "We need another rescue package." That's good. The Senate goes back into session next Monday. That's good. Hopefully the partisan passions that prevented us from doing another rescue package will subside with the election. We'll talk about that in a second. And I think we need to do it, and I think we need to do it before the end of the year. That's what McConnell said in quote. Don't miss what he said there in the middle. Hopefully the partisan passions that prevented us from doing another rescue package will subside with the election. Translation. McConnell thinks Democrats overplayed their hand and that they need to come back to the Republicans with a much more reasonable, read smaller option. But what did Pelosi just say this morning? She said, "We want the Republicans to come back to the table." Translation: Republicans need to come back to us with a bigger offer. Welcome to the lame duck, everybody, where Democrats and Republicans, same as they ever were, while still saying they want a stimulus deal, do not appear to be budging any more now from what they were doing before November 3rd. Thank you so much for watching, everybody, and I will see you in the next video. Bye-bye.